Okay, we'll come to order. I don't think we need a roll call. Everybody kind of knows everybody else. So have everybody read the minutes?
Yes.
Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to accept the passage of the minutes.
I'll second that.
Anybody opposed to that? We'll accept the minutes as no objection. Any public comments that need to be made?
We did not receive any written public comments. We do have several members of the public on the phone, at least two that I heard, Jim Malinowski and Margie Burgett. Anybody else? Do either of you want to testify? And is there anybody else that's on the call that wants to testify?
Not at this time. This is Margie.
Okay. Kent has indicated that he needs to leave at 4:30, so I want to move up the unfinished business.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
To the next position.
Now we go back to the 7th of March, huh?
Next day?
That's not the next day. That's 3 weeks from the next day.
Oh.
The next day would be...
What are we talking about?
I think...
Oh, you're the head.
That was Doug that was talking. He was on... he was off mute for a second there, so... So you wanted to move up some business?
I'm going to move up the unfinished business because Kent needs to leave.
Okay.
So the discussion of the bylaws that Kent and John Schaefer and myself are going to meet this week and go over some bylaws issues and get cranked out a draft, and then we can present that for review by Kevin, and then if we're all in agreement, then we can send it forward or vote on it at the next meeting as to whether we want to accept those as bylaws. And we'll decide that as we go along. The second thing is the board vacancies. We need a subcommittee to do that, and Kent has agreed to chair that, and Jim Pearson and John Hansen have agreed to serve on that. And Kevin Tyler has been appointed by Kathleen Otto to be on it, and I will be on it as an ex officio member, just to let our voices be heard. And we'll try to get a session. I hope to have a session next week, since Kent's going to be out of town for a while. When will you be back in town, Kent?
I'll be back March 8th.
Okay.
So how many applicants have we got?
Yeah, I was just going to report that. So so we had the three reappointment requests for John, Lloyd, and Neil. And also Kathleen authorized their extension through the end of March so we can work through this process. So those three would be up for reappointment. And then for the vacant positions, we have five applicants so far.
This is Jim Malinowski. Are you including me in that?
Jim, I'd have to check my records. Did you send in a letter or a resume?
No, but I've discussed it at a previous meeting. No one told me I needed to send a letter in, but I am very interested. I think I've got background, and I live within a quarter of a mile of the railroad up here, so I think I would have something to offer.
Jim, I sent you.
No one asked me for a letter or told me how to formally apply.
Jim, I sent that I tried to send it to you. One of your addresses kicked back to me, and the other one obviously didn't go through either. So what is your email address?
It's Jim Malinowski 38 at iCloud.com.
Jim Malinowski, what's the numbers?
38@icloud.com.
Is that just HI?
What?
Is that HY or HI? iCloud?
iCloud, yes.
It just I as in the letter I cloud, like an Apple, it's an Apple thing. iCloud.com.
H iCloud?
Just I, the letter I, cloud.
Okay.
And Jim, there's still time. It doesn't close until the 18th. So you've got all this week. And it would just be as simple as a letter of interest and or a resume.
Okay. All right.
And you can send that to me. You can send that, yeah, $100. You can send that to me directly, Jim.
And this is your...
Kevin Tyler.
Kevin Tyler, okay.
Yeah.
What is... Okay. Is that kevin.tyler?
Yes, kevin.tyler
at clark.wa.gov.
That's correct, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
So you've got five others then? Does that include Mark?
Yes. Yes, it does. Mark submitted a letter of interest.
Okay.
And I'm happy to coordinate a meeting for us to talk about those applications next week, if that works for everybody. Kent, when are you out of the office? When does that start?
Next Friday.
Next Friday. So we could do it at some point over the next week and try to get everybody together. All right. I'll try to work to schedule a meeting for all of us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Randy, you want to talk about BYC activities?
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay? Wonderful. Thanks. Well, obviously this is our off time of the year, so we've been doing maintenance, track and equipment maintenance right now, trying to get things going. So we're ready for the opening, hopefully Mother's Day weekend. We've got some challenges resource-wise for labor to get things done. So we're having our monthly meeting is tonight, and we'll discuss strategies to see what we're going to do. Just so you all know, the steam engine's down for its 15-year boiler inspection. We got the materials ordered, but still a lot of labor to get that thing put back together. And our diesel engine had some seems to have some kind of electrical ground issue in it that we're working on. So we've got our hands full there, but we're still able. We had a big crew out last Saturday for track work. I wanted to ask Kevin, what's going on with the house up at Chulachi?
Yeah, so we had a home inspection service come up and take a look at it. I just got that report. I haven't combed through it all the way yet, but it was a standard home inspection. The house on the inside has some issues. So right now we don't have any plans. I don't know how livable it would be considered. As I mentioned, there were some issues on the inside. So something that I need to review, that talk with Rocky, my supervisor, and others, and determine what next steps might be. Did BYCX have an interest in using it for something?
No, not us. We're just, if you were going to rent it, we would, you know, hopefully get somebody who's railroad friendly up there. That's all our interests are, is we, you know, among our members, we know some local people out there.
Right.
But, you know, obviously it due to its remoteness and condition, it would have to be pretty reasonable rent.
Right.
Yeah. One thing I did want to bring up, I don't know if any of you knew one of our volunteers, Lee Matthews. He's been with the railroad for a long time. He passed away about 3 weeks ago. Kind of, we didn't really know anything. He just wasn't answering phone calls. And I got a hold of his daughter on through Facebook, and she said he passed away. So he does have a memorial service this Saturday at 1 o'clock in Battleground. At one of the mortuaries there, Laters. Anyway, if anybody knew Lee, we're going to try to get some of our railroad folks down there. He was a great volunteer,
It's supposed to be at the Episcopal Church, according to what I wrote.
I thought she said, "Oh, okay." Well, but Doug saw the last one.
Episcopal Church on just 503 and 23rd, I think.
Okay, Episcopal Church. Okay, oh, that's right. It was his church. That's right. It was going to be at his church. I do remember that now. So anyway, that's coming up this Saturday. Other than that, it's pretty quiet out on our railroad. Anybody have any questions for us? Okay.
I've got one thing, Randy.
What's that?
The grant award.
Go ahead.
We were awarded a grant from the County Historical Preservation Fund is aimed at covering the cost and shipping of the new boiler tubes for the steam locomotive. The boiler tubes have been purchased and are in transit from South Carolina and will be here sometime. And then I will make a reimbursement claim to the county for the expense up to the amount of the grant.
Great. That's right. I forgot about that. Thanks, Doug. Anybody have any other questions for BYCX?
Yeah, I have one real quick question, Randy. When do you guys operate excursion trains again?
Well, our goal is to start Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
That's our normal start date. We normally, Kevin, I know you're new to the group. We normally start Mother's Day weekend and we run to the weekend before Christmas, usually every other weekend. Sometimes we get two together. Sometimes we'll have a 2 week gap in between them. We try to work around the holidays. We found that Memorial Day and Labor Day, 4th of July aren't really good times to run because everybody's got other things to do. So we just jiggle our things back and forth to make it work. We do have a schedule that's up online right now. I have one thing for you, Kevin. I noticed I was looking through the minutes that you wanted to get out and look at Bridge 20.
I don't remember if think we want to look at that in terms of looking at all of the bridges as part of that next grant. Okay. So at least have them inspected and determine what the necessary repairs are. Okay. I've been out to that bridge before.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we can take the maintenance away equipment across it, but we can't take the any of the heavy equipment across it.
Right.
There's a rotten stringer in there and the middle bent, the mud sill has been undermined. So it definitely needs some work out there. And then Cahill started taking it down. And so a lot of the cross bracing has been cut out. Okay. So, all right. That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay. Kevin, you have county activities.
Yeah, just a few updates for all of you. So the current grant that we have in place, the number is RRB 1230. That's the railroad roadbed rehabilitation grant. So that one is, we talked about last time, there's an amendment that we're working on with the state. So that's been signed by the county and WSDOT's the next signature, and then the amendment's in place. And it will extend it. It gives us another 6 months to get the project done. Currently, HDR is nearing completion of the 90% plans, specs, and estimate. So that's, you know, progressing along. The second grant, that's the one that's 2.7 million. We identify it as GCB 3592. That agreement, you know, attorneys on both sides have come to an agreement on that. So we have a final grant agreement, and it is progressing its way towards council. I'm hoping it's going to be March 1st that they'll see it, but it's likely to miss that date and hit March 15th since they only meet twice a month. So once that's done, then it'll go to WashDOT for their signature. Crossing repairs. So I don't know if you heard, but we lost a third crossing on February 4th at 119th Street. The crossing there was hit by a motor vehicle accident. And I believe it's the eastbound side that was hit. So we're working on another emergency resolution that'll go before council tomorrow night so that we can try to speed up the process of getting it repaired. Meanwhile, go ahead.
What do you do? Put a target on those things? The cars are hitting them right and left.
Just some seriously bad luck. Yeah. And then I'm working with a company, XL Tech. They did some work for us in 2020 to look at overall, like do some overall inspections of the rail and determine high level cost estimates for repairs. So they're going to help us with the repairs on St. John's and 72nd Avenue crossings. Those are the other two that were destroyed by vehicle accidents. And our signal tech team is working to get at least one side of the St. John's crossing working so that PVJR would only have to flag one side. And so there would still be at least advanced warning for oncoming traffic on the, I think that's the, it would be the, those folks heading northbound on that road. And then, I think that's it on the crossing repairs. And then we had the FRA here the week of February burst through the 3rd to do signal and crossing inspections. And aside from a few minor defects that were noted, mostly related to paperwork, we found that a lot of our plan sets that are in those bungalows were out of date, needed to be. There are too many red lines and green line additions that needed to be incorporated. So those need to be updated. Other than that, it was a really good visit. I think all of us learned a lot from the inspector there and quite a few of our, and at least the ones that haven't been damaged by vehicle accidents are in good repair. Yeah, that's what I have for today. Any questions about what the county's been up to?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And then, you know, I just add, I think that I wanted to apologize for the last minute change to Microsoft Teams. I hope that it's working well for everybody today. If you have issues with it and you want to reach out to me on the side, let me know. I'd really like to know if this platform will work moving forward. I think it would be preferable to the county. But if we need to go back to WebEx, I can do that. We just have some logistical things to work out on our end. So let me know.
Kevin, it's about a million times better than WebEx. So that's my opinion.
Well, I know it's better. It's the fact that we tried it, Teams at the Board of Equalization, and there are a number of people who are infrequent users of computer, let's say, that they don't have Microsoft. And they were not able to utilize the Teams because it's dependent on Microsoft, apparently.
And I know we've had a couple of issues already today with, like, Jim. I don't know if we ever got audio working for him. So, and if anybody else wants to test it out on the side, let me know, and we can try it. We can try it out.
Yeah, I'm on the telephone, but I couldn't get on the computer. Every time I tried to get on, it would go get me there, and they tried to let me into the meeting, and it disappeared on me. And we tried at least six or seven times. I wonder, you know, I use Zoom for a lot of different meetings, and we never have that kind of problem on Zoom.
Yeah, I don't know the reason why the county is not.
I've used Zoom. This is John. I've used Zoom a lot, most weekly, and I never have any problem. And I don't know, am I supposed to be on VisShare when I'm talking or not, or I just have voice now?
It's fine if you're not on camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the problem is there, I think the cameras don't work if you don't have Microsoft, and some people can't use even the audio portion with Teams. I know WebEx has worked for virtually everything we've had to deal with at the Board of Equalization. But like I said, it's usually the people who don't have Microsoft that have the most problems with it. If you don't have Microsoft on your computer, the Teams is supposed to be tied to it. But Zoom seems to work on everybody, and WebEx is an independent organization, so that has worked with everybody we've dealt with.
Yeah, I do think that's an issue, because I frequently, number of times when I've been disconnected, I get a window there and I'm supposed to log into Microsoft.
Do you have Microsoft on your computer?
You know, I have some applications on there, but I don't remember my passwords. I've tried, and you have to have I've got an account, but I don't remember my IDs or my passwords, so I can't get in that way. I don't think that they should require you to log into Microsoft in order to use a platform like this. So that might be my problem. That I'm even though I have a Microsoft account, I'm not logged into it.
Evan, speaking as a citizen, since I'm not, I'm looking at this array at the bottom of the screen, and there's three people with a picture, and the rest of everybody else that on my screen is absent, which to me is a strong vote for using a different platform. You're cutting people out, lots of people.
Yeah, I would suggest we move back to WebEx, but. Because that seemed to be working, and it has not given us a problem in another source. So, at any rate, I have nothing else at this point, because I've already gone over the issues that we're dealing with this week, the bylaws and the subcommittee for board vacancies. So, does anyone else have anything they want to bring up?
I have a simple question for Kevin, or for Ty. Yeah, Kevin. Anyway, now that the infection rate seems to be nearing low levels again after the spike, is there any talk about the county resuming any sort of in-person meeting, or is that still far off in the future?
I have not heard if there's been any discussion about in-person meetings. Rocky may have more insider knowledge than I do, but I also haven't been paying attention to the Board of Health meetings that council's been having. But that's probably where, if they're talking about it, they would be talking about it there.
So this is Rocky. There's been no discussions yet that I'm aware of in regards to returning to. We're captive audience, so once Kathleen sends out something communicating a change is when we would implement it. I know that the numbers are going down in confection rate, but they're still significantly higher than they were during what's that? What was deltoid? No, delta. and those other things. And the utilization of hospital beds was still significantly higher than anyone wanted. But as soon as we get told that there's a change in regards to COVID protocols, we'll definitely get it out to you and adjust back to in-person or whatever we're allowed to do at that time.
The counselors have deferred anything until the end of March at least, and then they'll make a decision then. That's what I understood.
Dan, yeah, city of Vancouver has not, they haven't issued a date that they're returning to work. The port has identified May 2nd as a return to work. The state of Washington has indicated that they potentially may be opening up masking on March 31st. So it's kind of up in the air as far as the cases. It's down to about 2,000 per 100,000, which is far above what it was when we opened last time. When we opened last time, it was about 100 to 150 cases per 100,000. So we've got a ways to get down to that spot. And our deaths in the last few weeks have been as high as they've ever been in Clark County, although the trend is coming down. So that's just more information.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen? I know they're pushing Washington, D.C. to start unmasking. they're still locked down entirely. I thought Inslee said he was going to do something about masks on the.
He can't.
All right. Anything else?
Hey, Ken, John Hansen, are you in your office? I can call you because you're going to be gone. I'm going to be going visiting my daughter that's having a child, so the whole time. So, you know, we'll need to communicate about that. I have access to everything down, assuming, so, or WebEx or whatever.
Sorry, John, was that for me, Kevin Tyler, or was that for Kent Cash?
For Kent Cash, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'll be on my cell phone.
Okay.
Kevin, will you send out the information early next week
about scheduling a meeting? Yeah, I'll try to do that. So the 18th is the last day. That's a Friday. I'm actually off Friday, so I'll do it Monday. I'll send it around to everybody, make sure that we have, if there's any that trickle in by Friday. But I'll also, this week, I'll try to schedule some time for us to get together the week of the 21st to 25th.
Yeah, I was concerned about getting the request and the information out so everybody can look it over before the before we meet, actually.
Yeah. I can send everything before the 18th, and then just if anything else comes on the 18th, I'll send that as well.
As long as we get it by Monday, that's plenty of time.
Okay. I'll do it first thing Monday morning. I'll block out my calendar so I make sure and do that.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Looks like Dave Rowe has a question or his hand's up.
Yeah, this is Dave Rowe. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah. How many people have applied for the vacancies in the board?
So we have five applications so far. Jim Malinowski discussed the fact that he was planning to apply as well. And then we have the three current members that are asking to be reappointed to their seats.
Am I on that list?
Yes, Dave, I do have yours.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Kevin, I have three pictures on now, and I have I got plus 16, so we have 18 people on here, but we only see three. Has everybody got their cameras turned off?
I can see seven people.
I can see eight.
I can see nine, including myself.
Yeah, and I'm nine also.
You can see the pictures?
Yeah.
No, yep. I only see three pictures.
You can...
I'm going to vote to go back to WebEx.
I'm going to vote to adjourn.
Do I hear a second to that? Any objection to adjourning?
I'll go second.
All right. Anybody objecting to adjournment?
This thing seems to be, this shuts, turns pictures off when the people stop talking.
It's a setting you have it set at.
You know, it's very interesting. There's so if you look at the three dots in the top of your screen, there's more actions, and there are different settings. There's gallery, large gallery. There's one called together mode, and it makes it look like we're all sitting in conference seats at an auditorium or something. Click that on.
Masks on you too?
No.
Where that's the first time I've done that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think that was recorded too, so it'll show up online.
I don't have any of those.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and hit stop recording. It sounded like we went ahead and adjourned.
Okay, yep. I'm going to go. Yep. All right. See you later.
See ya.